subscription service. He has overseen strategy, distribution, and business development for both Paramount Plus and Pluto TV. Schultz announced that he will leave Paramount Global in a post Friday on LinkedIn. Quote, "To my colleagues at Paramount Streaming, writing this incredible story with you has been the honor of my career," end quote, he wrote. Quote, I'm sorry I won't be with you for the next chapter, but I can't wait to see where you go from here," end quote.
Make sure that loan got approved because we're heading to the theater. It's movie night. It's easy to imagine a sequel to Smile. Something grosser, louder, and more interested in lore than scares, squeezing whatever juice remained in the original's watered-down version of those A24 trauma creepers. Writer-director Parker Finn crafted an enjoyable, if grating, version of better movies with Kubrick-like compositions to jazz up the COVID-restricted production, that kept casting to a minimum and the framing centered. Smile 2 never forgets the pain behind every smirk. The first few scenes illustrate the variety in Smile 2's script. Moving from Joel's gangster shootout to an interview with Drew Barrymore and Skye's dance rehearsal, the movie shows off its various modes of suspense. So much of the film's disorientation is built around Skye's schedule, pushing her into situations where she's surrounded by strangers and expected to show those pearly whites.
Smile 2 is different. It's got all that stuff, but it's a horror film that strives to create a genuine emotional center. And that's because it really, truly is about a pop star, a dance queen idol named Skye Riley, who from the start is fending off demons that are all too human. A year before, in an altered chemical state, Skye was seriously injured in a car crash that killed her movie star boyfriend. Since then, she's been in recovery in every sense of the word, and she's about to launch a comeback tour. We see her reintroduce herself to her audience with an appearance on Drew, with Drew Barrymore playing herself, where she shows off for Edie Skedwick hairdo along with her practice air of chastised arrogance.
Today is October 18th. If you're celebrating, happy birthday from the Edge News staff. Here are some folks who share your special day. Pierre Elliott Trudeau, born in 1919, was a liberal politician and Prime Minister of Canada. Chuck Berry, born in 1926, was an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist who was one of the most popular and influential performers in rhythm and blues and rock and roll music in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Lindsey Vonn, born in 1984, is an American alpine skier who won 4 Women's World Cup overall championships and was the first woman to win 82 World Cup races. And fly fisherman, deadhead, outdoorsman, and father of WFNP's Patrick Kelly, Jim Kelly turns 66 today.
That's about it from us, folks. But before we go, let's take a look back at today in history. In 1931, American gangster Al Capone was convicted of federal income tax evasion and was subsequently sentenced to 11 years in prison. In 1867, after much opposition, a deal negotiated by U.S. Secretary of State William Seward for U.S. purchase of the Russian colony of Alaska was approved, and the U.S. flag was flown over the capital, Sitka. In 1851, American author Herman Melville's classic novel Moby Dick was first published as The Whale in London.
And that'll be it from us for the week. On the Edge News staffs are directors Alyssa Roldan and Patrick Kelly. Tonight's engineer has been Patrick Kelly. Sources for Edge News have been provided by The New York Times, The Gothamist, The Times Union, The Daily Freeman, BBC, CNN, and The New Pulitzer Oracle. Stay tuned for more cutting edge music. From the entire Edge News team, have a beautiful night.
Ah! Bazinga! Ding 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 ding
Bazinga! This is WFMP 88.7 Rosendale, The Edge.
Bazinga! Bazinga! Ding 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 ding
Hello and welcome to WFMP Rosendale 88.7 FM The Edge. What was that?
I loved it. I'm a big fan of anything Sheldon Cooper, so I really got a kick out of that.
Alrighty, and welcome to Nowadays, a show about pop culture and all that jazz. Finally, featuring once again, after a long break, featuring your co-host, Patrick Kelly.
And Maura Dubuque. We're finally back together in the studio.
I almost called you Maura Kelly for a second. I was like, my sister.
No. Have her on Maura. The show. We can have a Maura squared. That's Maura squared. Two, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm good at math.
If she's listening right now, she's texting me probably being like, don't have me on the show.
I think it'd be fun. Oh my God. Reunion show. So, Patrick, what is so nowadays?
What is so nowadays for me? Oh, you're turning the tables. You're asking me first.
Yeah, I'm taking control.
What is so nowadays for me is... why don't you go first?
Okay, yeah. I always plan mine out before I come here.
I don't.
I think what's so nowadays is spontaneously going to film festivals, haunted houses, doing your makeup hours before the event you're supposed to go to, and... finally having like a good hot drink. I think it's hot coffee time. So that's what I think is very nowadays.
Alrighty, I thought of my nowadays.
Yes.
My nowadays right now, as of now, is little dinners. Weekend dinners.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, yes.
Going to dinner tomorrow.
So yeah, I know what you're referencing.
Acting classes?
Yes!
Acting classes are so nowadays right now.
Absolutely. I love a good acting class. I haven't been in, years, but...
And birthdays?
Yes! We do have a special birthday on the show.
Loyal listener Jim Kelly, my dad, is turning 66 today.
Woo-woo!
We'll sing happy birthday at the end of the show.
We will sing happy birthday and tune in nowadays.
Yes.
We'll figure it out.
We'll do that instead of the end.
We'll just sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
He's listening then.
He is.
Okay, good.
Well, at least my sister and my mom are listening, so...
Okay.
He's probably listening as well.
Yes!
But yeah. So, let's talk about what we usually talk about.
Yeah. If you're a friend of the pod... Not pod, show. Sorry.
Lyra talked about this. We were like, everybody is called friend of the pod.
I know. I forget this is a show. I'm like, it's a podcast. It's what I wish it was a podcast, but we're not that bougie yet. But let's talk about Agatha All Along.
Agatha All Along, as you've expected.
Yes.
Because we have three episodes.
Two episodes.
No, because we didn't... It was the...
It was three.
Episode where... Spoilers for Agatha All Along.
Yeah, spoilers. Click off if you haven't watched, but...
It was the 70s episode.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk
about
that.
If I can't reach you, let my song teach you.
70s episode, and then it was the...
80s slasher.
80s slasher, and now, which is the backstory
The sleepover episode. And then it's the backstory episode.
So we got three. Yes. We've been missing
for... the Billy episode.
Yes. Let's just... What are your thoughts?
Okay.
Let's talk about the latest episode, because that's the one that's freshest in my mind.
Well, okay. Do you have to step back? 70s episode, amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Very Fleetwood Mac. The song was goated. I liked the lore.
The clean version of the song also, not like clean as in like no swearing, but like the one they released that was like a professional singer singing it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe a South Korean singer.
Oh,
amazing.
Awesome.
I'll have to sing it to you.
No, please do.
And it's with a bop. I was listening to that in the train in Salem.
As you should. Amazing. Also very Salem song to listen to.
Yes.
But no, I liked the last two episodes. The most recent one was fine. I felt it was too Marvel. I was like, moving away from what I like about this show, and it feels way too
like
Marvel
the
right
end
now.
Of WandaVision when they were like they did like the whole like shield sword episode when it was just about like short sword.
And the thing is I think it's smart they revealed who Billy was now because I just think it's like
it got spoiled already
but I think it was a smart writing choice just because like if it was a twist I would have been a lot more dissatisfied but at least it's like oh we can see where this is going I think we still have so much story to learn. I was just like, it was so Marvel. It was such a Marvel episode.
Yeah, I think I liked it because it was like, I thought like, oh, Billy's like, it was a cute episode. Like,
it was cute.
Parts of it that were just like William Kaplan just living his life and then like Billy going on dates and everything and being like, I thought it was cute. It doesn't want me to know and people on like Threads and X and whatever being like, but wait, why doesn't Alice remember who William was? And I was like, the sigil works on everybody.
Yeah,
and they're like,
people are stupid.
People, media literacy skills are awful.
It's so important nowadays, folks. That's so nowadays, media literacy.
Yeah, and then they're being like, just whatever. It clearly is, I feel like, a bunch of goob bros trying to be like, this show is bad because X, Y, and Z, and they're missing the point.
Well, they're just stupid. It's not for them. Literally, it's just not for you.
It's like that one SNL skit of the sensing of wells.
The well,
the sensing of boys.
Everything is for you. This one thing. I love her. But I was like, when they brought out Ralph Boner, I was like, oh my god, here we go again. Here we go again.
Evan Peters, I love that the big Westview Hex credit, which was they're like, oh, it's going to be Elizabeth Olsen. Wanda's going to make an appearance at the end. Or it's going to be Mephisto. Or it's going to be like this big bag.
And then it was
Evan Peters as Ralph Boner, which is probably the biggest middle finger to like fanboys.
But I feel like that's what Marvel does. Like, they really build up this show and you're like, dang, what's going to happen? And then they just give you the biggest middle finger ever. And it's like, oh my god.
Like
all that time I wasted. Woohoo!
Like, WandaVision, everyone's like, it's Mephisto. Mephisto plays into this. Mephisto. And I was just like, no, it's just...
It's Catherine Hahn.
It's Catherine Hahn.
Remember
her? It's this witch that was in, like, three comics back in, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
And now is the biggest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, absolutely. But...
Okay, spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Alice is dead, for real.
Yeah, Alice is dead.
But Lilia and Jen have to come back, obviously.
Well, because where's Rio?
Rio is missing also.
Yeah, and I know Rio's identity, so I can't keep it. I'm going to keep that to my chest.
Well, everybody knows Rio's identity because of that Funko Pop post.
Okay, yeah, so we know that
Rio
spoiler,
is death.
She's death.
And
so
also, they released
Alice
the tarot cards. They released the tarot cards, and death was one of them, and was like a death, but like a green shroud. Okay. So we know that it was Rio.
I think Alice is alive.
Alice is... They said that Alice will come back somehow and play a part in the story still, but is dead. So I think what happens is they get to the Rogue. It turns out that the whole thing was like a mini hex or something.
Okay, yeah.
And it was like all of Billy's, like a construct in Billy's mind, and Alice is still alive. Or Rio brings
Alice back to life.
And then, like, is, like, a minion. Because also, Wu is a cool character in Marvel. Asian American female cop who, like, is also a witch and, like, intuned, like, spirituality as, like, a crime fighter is a cool idea and would be, make a great, such a great, like, addition to, like, something if they brought Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or back.
No, yeah, but we'll see. We got 3 more episodes our way until it's over.
We know one of them has to be the one that's the, like, weird morgue.
Yeah,
where
the morgue.
It's just Catherine Hahn and Billy.
We're getting a princess-themed episode. I think it's Lila's Test.
Yes, the witch stereotype episode.
Because
they're all, like, Maleficent.
Like Wicked Witch.
And then we get a 2-part finale.
Yes. I think the... No, we have 3 episodes left.
We have 3 episodes left?
Yeah.
Because that's...
It's 8 episodes. It's short, and the 2 last ones released together. So we have 1 more next week, and the last 2 will come together.
So, what I don't like about this show is that it's over too soon. I feel like
Absolutely.
If you're making this epic journey, you need to make it a movie, or you need to make, like, a
short
movie.
I like the show format. I kind of wish it was... It's like... I can't be too picky about it because I like the show length. I like that it's like 30 to 40 minutes. I'm like, that's perfect.
Longer, though.
But I wish there were more episodes.
Make it like a full season thing.
But I'm going to trust whatever they have. You know, we'll see what happens next week. Hopefully it's good. But yeah, that was our little Agatha talk.
Yes.
I think we're going to get more Rio backstory, too. Rio and Agatha, because we still have to see them in their old... Like,
I think we're going to get Rio backstory when it's Lilia's test.
Yeah.
Because Lilia was the one that saw death.
Yeah, but all I know is that we're going to get some lesbian action in here.
What was it, like, adult scenes or erotic scenes or something, and they were like, ooh.
Yeah,
there's an intimacy coordinator.
Like, yeah, but that was for people were like, oh my god, this episode there's gonna be lezzing out, and it was two boys kissing, which is fine, but you know, a little disappointing.
Lezzing out. Coming back to you after this brief break.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument, the rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, the campfire's out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. It's still smoking.
No, close enough.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave.
I knew that.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hello, and welcome back to WMP Rosendale 88.7 FM, The Edge. And
yes.
Welcome back to Nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
So, we didn't prepare really this well for this episode.
No, we did not. We're just kind of...
So, let's talk about what we did while we were gone.
Yes.
Because Maura was gone, and then I was gone.
And you were gone.
I was gone, actually, and you were gone. Salem was amazing.
I'm sure, Salem. Yeah, Salem was amazing.
I got you and the listening Donnie a little trinket.
Yes, a cauldron mug. Very witchy, very this time of the year.
Yes.
It's finally becoming more fall, finally becoming more witchy, spooky.
Spooks.
I know. I'm going to a haunted house tomorrow.
Ooh.
And I'm so excited because I'm like, oh my god, it's fine. It's like finally, like, it's Halloween season. Like, I feel so cool right now. I'm so excited. This is my favorite time of year. This is the best time of year.
The thing that sticks out most in my memory about Salem is how many street performers there were. Like,
that's
I guess I don't know what I was thinking, but, like, I was just like, oh, okay, it's just going to be, like, a town, like, a New England town. It's, like, just, oh, there's witchy shops and, like, witchy venues. There are so many street performers.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, a big deal down there.
There was, like... So, I'm going to go through my favorites. some that didn't make sense, really. Predator. Really witchy, but I get it.
It's Halloween.
Halloween-y.
Like, I feel like it's kind of synonymous.
Favorites, though. The Addams Family, and mm-hmm. It was a real local family. They did not have Pugsley. I think their son was Lurk.
So yeah.
He was too tall / old to be Pugsley. But
Pugsley
then
Erasure.
A little kid came along dressed up as Pugsley.
Oh!
And they were like, Pugsley, where were you?
That's so cute.
The gag looked so much like John Astin from the original Addams Family.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was
kind
of
freaky.
Him. It was.
Maybe it was him.
Back
know.
To the dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, it was a show in the 60s more.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, the movie.
No, Raul Julia also passed away.
Oh, my God. Why are they all dead? Someone protect Oscar Isaac right now.
Yeah. Was Oscar Isaac Gomez?
He voiced Gomez in that really crappy, no offense, Oscar, really crappy Addams Family animated movie that came out, like...
I remember that.
I saw it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters as well.
I want my money back.
I thought, who is the one that played it in Wednesday?
Oh, I know his name. Luis Guzman!
Luis Guzman. I love you,
Andy.
IMDb.
IMDb. Community reference. Those who know, know.
Yes. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
But that was fun. Some other fun ones that are just like, oh, that's interesting. There was this massive, like, spider monster thing.
Oh.
Have you ever seen those people that, like, make, like, those really elaborate monster costumes?
Yeah.
It was one of those.
That's cool, though.
And it was cool to see, yeah.
It's like Salem's version, like, Comic-Con, almost.
Yeah. There was, like, there was a guy in a pumpkin, like, a Jack Johnson type show who was, like, a pumpkin man, a jack-o'-lantern man.
Oh, that's sick.
My sister got scared of him because he walked by this down the street and, like, said, I like your vests, because we all wore matching sweater vests.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was so fun. And my sister was like, don't like that, don't like him.
No, he was just having fun.
Yeah. There was a witch pushing, like, a pram that had, like, a bunch of, like, malformed babies in it.
Oh, ugh.
Not real malformed, but, like, baby dolls.
I figured. I don't think some woman just walking around with a malformed baby.
I forget if it was just, like, and like, they were doing, and then this, but, like, they were just, like, walking to their spot, and so they were, like, talking to the person behind them who was, like, dressed up not fully as a witch, but just, yeah, like, in a witchy outfit.
Fine.
Being, like, alrighty, we have to go, we have to make sure we call, like, Saul so we can get here to the station. And, like, if we need to talk to Norma to make sure we got our spot that we planned.
Norma is such an old name.
Norma.
Any Normas in the chat?
Norma.
Didn't think so.
No.
I don't know a Norma. Sorry.
I know, like, a Norma.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
She was the business person at my school. Like, the superintendent secretary at my school.
But we have, like, I'm, like, a, like, young person. No offense to that Norma. But, like, no.
Norma is a fun name, though. I feel like
it is. It reminds me of Carrie, because one of the bullies is named Norma. That's, yeah, all I can think about.
Wow. So, the 80s is the last time a young person was called Norma.
Yeah, literally, I do think so. I do not know any Normas. If you are a person 20 or younger
it's
named,
like,
Norma,
the name Janet.
Let me know. Yeah, nobody's named Janet.
Janet, no young person is named Janet, even though, like, all the, like, pop culture Janets I can think of are super young. Like,
they're super
Janet
young.
Vandegraaff.
Janet Vandegraaff, Janet something.
Janet Majors from Rocky Horror.
Oh, I've never seen it.
You've never seen Rocky Horror?
I've told you this so many times, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I probably would love it, I know. Ethan Jones loves it. He won't stop talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, I remember he cornered me at Element, and he was like, Maura, I have an idea. I was like, okay, like, yeah, for sure. And he was like, I think we should do Rocky Horror. I was like, that's a really good idea.
I think we should do Rocky Horror.
I think it's a great idea.
We cannot do Rocky Horror at all.
We can't do Rocky Horror. And Ethan, I was like, Ethan, I peace and love, like, I support you. Like, I don't think it's happening. He was like, don't underestimate me, Maura. It'll happen. I was like, okay, bye, Ethan.
Rocky Horror would make a great show, because it, Miami show, because it is just, like, one of the queer shows you can
see.
Yeah,
I was like, it's
gay. But I need to be in it. So, that's my only condition, is that I would need to be Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would make a killer term as Frank.
I don't even know. I just want to be in it. Like, I literally don't care.
Because
I don't know anything about it.
When we're off air, we'll talk about, like, my dream cast. Because I'm now thinking through it of, like, there's some people who
we
would
love
be
some dream casting here. Big fans of fan casting
here. You would
here.
Be a good Janet.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Again, never seen it, so I don't know what you're talking about. But it's Comic-Con this weekend.
Yes, Comic-Con.
Oh, I wish I was there. Brandon is going.
Brandon, you know, who is
George and Drezzy.
George.
Yeah, and there's going to be so many great people. Ella Purnell is going to be there. Kyle freaking McLaughlin's going to be there.
Kyle McLaughlin.
I could have met my dad. Yeah. I could have met Trey freaking McDougal. So
it's
sad.
It's a cardboard baby. Did you see that TikTok?
Of course,
like,
I saw that TikTok.
Baby.
I didn't realize he was talking about Trey McDougal, because I thought he's, like, instead of, like, erectile dysfunction, I thought it meant eating disorder. And I was like, whoa, Kyle. Like, so, whoa. Nuanced.
I thought he was talking about his character from Desperate Housewives.
No.
Because he's played a lot of husbands. No,
yeah, he's played, like, awful husbands. And, like, but he's also,
wasn't,
like, the
his
coolest.
His character in Desperate Housewives gay? No.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I think, yeah.
But he's never played a good husband. Like, literally, not even Fallout. Like,
no, Fallout, bad dad.
Yeah, Kyle, what is up with you? But also,
Twin Peaks, he gets possessed so he doesn't get married.
I think Kyle should be a guest on the show. I've never seen it, but Kyle should be a guest on the show. I would lose my mind. I would be.
Can you imagine? AOC was on campus, we'll get AOC to come on the show.
We'll get AOC to come on the show. AOC, Kyle McLaughlin, double feature. I can queen out with both of them.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how does he make the TikToks he does? Like, he's just cool.
I feel like it's like a Cher Twitter thing or a Bette Midler Twitter thing where, like, whoever personal assistant, that's like the one thing they still have.
They're like,
they
I can give
control.
You TikTok.
Yeah, it's, like, we'll give you, like, your social media. And so Bette Midler's like, Trump is bad, all exclamation points, 3.
So true. And have you seen Dionne Warwick's Twitter? I love when she was like, why is Chance the Rapper called Chance the Rapper? Should I be called Dionne the Singer? And it was the funniest thing ever. Like, I read this article so long ago, but I just keep remembering this one tweet she had, and it was the funniest thing ever.
There
I love
some,
old people on Dionne Twitter.
Dionne Warwick is amazing.
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Dionne the Singer.
Dionne Warwick used to be like a psychic. Used to be able to call her and hear.
Really?
Her. Yeah. That's
what
how she
that
got like a big. They are doing some photos. It's alumni weekend here at New Paltz. If you're an alumni, I know at least one alumni of New Paltz is listening right now.
Yes!
Raise the roof.
Woo! We love our alumni.
My dad went here for grad school.
Oh,
so.
Fun.
Yes.
I can give your dad an alumni tour.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if I can. I'm not scheduled. I've trained in that yet, but...
Yeah. Well, when we get back, Maura, what she did over the break after these messages.
Hello?
Hey, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get your flu shot?
I didn't have any time. I'll call you back. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more and get myflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Norma was fabulous. Such a nice woman.
We got a raving Norma review. But
let's talk about...
That's me, that person, but let's talk about me.
Let's talk about me. So, did you see that Brittany Broski, the thing on the Broski Report, and was like...
I don't watch Brittany Broski.
Oh, okay.
But I saw her get pushed over in the Apple Dance by, like, some guy.
I thought...
Did you not see that?
No, I haven't. So let's move on.
Let's move on. We're going to talk about what I did, because it's all about me all the time.
You went to go see...
I went... So my break was, like, fine. I watched good movies, awesome sauce, but the real star of the show...
Romeo and Juliet.
I went to see Romeo and Juliet on Broadway with Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler. It was freaking amazing. Like, I mean, obviously, like, it's two actors I very much admire and are very much in love with, so I was like...
I will say... Kit Connor's face does not match his body.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, he has such a baby face. Like, I'm like, oh my god, you're so cute. And then his body is like,
yeah.
Like that.
Like my body had a reaction. Perfect face match. Body match does not. Like, no.
It's crazy. But the show, like, objectively, like, I was queening out because I was like, oh my god, Kit Connor is right in front of me. I could touch him. I didn't because I'm not a creep.
You got, like, good seats, right? You got.
So
like,
it's a circle. So every seat is technically a good seat. But they... So the show uses the whole theater. So they're running up and down the aisles, like, climbing all over the place. Like, it's a really great use of the set they have. Like, so... They have, like, some of the scenes, like, in the rafters. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool. Or, like, Kit Connor during the scene where Romeo sees Juliet in the window. And it's, like, the whole, like... scene in the garden.
He uses, like, the running. Actual window. So, Rachel Zegler's out in the alleyway behind being like,
yeah,
hi.
She's like, hi. No, he's running around the theater and, like, there's stairs on stuff. He's climbing up them. It's really cool. The set was awesome. And it's like, it was such an energetic production. It was so much fun. It was also very queer. There was a lot of girls kissing girls, guys kissing guys, homoerotism. And there were just, like, unabashedly queer actors just playing roles, which I thought was so awesome. But I was genuinely surprised by how much I liked it. It was just... It was still very modern, but it still was very rooted in the original source material.
Are you one of those people who don't like modern Shakespeare? Like, do you not like Romeo plus Juliet?
I saw Romeo plus Juliet.
No, the movie Romeo
plus
Juliet.
Oh, the Leo one?
The Leo one.
I don't mind. I've never watched it.
Oh.
I started it, I was like, I don't care.
So well, that's very, like, that uses all the whole script of Romeo and Juliet. But, like, the people, are you one of those Shakespeare sticklers that, like, you have to use the original language?
No, I don't think so, because while they use the language, they would add certain words that, like, we use in our vernacular. Not that, I can't say the words online, but they'd be vaping on stage, they would have smoking cigarettes, they were doing, like, suggestive movements.
Doesn't Rachel Zegler have a Hello Kitty book bag?
One of them does, not Rachel Zegler, but she has this cute Care Bear t-shirt. There's teddy bears everywhere. They're vaping all over the place. There's a Borg on stage. Like, it's super fun.
What's a Borg?
It's, can I say
alcohol? Yeah.
Okay, it's, like, you know, like a bottle jug of water? It's that emptied out, and you get a ton of vodka in there, and you put, like, like water flavoring in it, and then you just shake it up and you drink all of it.
Oh,
they do them at like the Santa Cons, like the cons, like for
when you
drinking.
Say Borg, I thought of that character from Star Trek.
I don't watch Star Trek, so no. I was talking about the drink babes.
Well, that's two different people.
That's two different things.
We also could not look more different right now.
I know.
You're ready to go out to party, and I'm in my like sweater.
I know,
and
it's like
up.
Brat fall versus like Evermore fall.
Yeah,
like that's the vibes we're giving right
Christian
now.
Christian girl autumn, brat summer versus Christian girl autumn.
Christian girl autumn versus brat summer. Now no. I have my brat T-shirt on. 365 party girl.
But afterwards, you went to FAO Schwartz. Did you?
We went before, and thank God we did. So I am a huge Jellycat lover, and they have the Jellycat Diner there.
Yeah.
And we got there. We got to see, like, 11, and we ran right over there. And it took us from, like, 11:20 till freaking 1:10 to get our Jellycats, because you got to wait in line.
Were you waiting in line outside or inside?
So, outside for a bit. It was, like, maybe 20 minutes, so not awful. Me and Donnie were yapping it up. And then we get inside, and... So it must have been expensive. But would I go again? Yes. Do I want to go again? Yes.
FAO Schwartz at Christmas time is amazing. I'm sure it is. And it literally is like they have the nursery for the fake baby nursery.
They had a build your own Barbie station. I was like, that's so cool.
But like, it's so, I'm at Christmas time though, it's packed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people like, those workers, like, they should get SAG cards because they are actors.
No, especially the Jellycat Diner. Oh, my goodness. They act.
But they are selling you that product, and you are walking out of there with that Barbie, and you're going to think that you made it, like... You birthed that baby.
Yeah, like you made this person with your own human hands.
Yeah.
Like you are God. But no, I don't think I would want to go during Christmas time because I think I would get so overstimulated by all the people there. It'd be so awful.
And there's like stuff flying and there's people like.
And I'm like, I just want my Jellycat. Please let me have
Build-A-Bear
my Jellycat.
And I'm like, I don't want to Build-A-Bear.
I have Build-A-Bear at home. I want Jellycat Diner.
We have Build-A-Bear at home. Build-A-Bear at home.
Build-A-Bear at home. Poughkeepsie Galleria.
Poughkeepsie Galleria.
I do love the Galleria. But yeah, the show was awesome. I went to Junior's after, which was awesome. First time having it. Woot woot. It was awesome. I tried to go to an Anora pop-up for the movie Anora. For those who don't know, it's coming out. It is out now in select theaters. But it was in Hell's Kitchen, and it was like almost midnight. And we were like, let's not go to a gentleman's club at 6:30 at night. Let's go home. So I didn't go. I didn't get to get my free Anora thong. Rats!
Wait, what? But I love that. Where was it in Hell's Kitchen? Was it just like a random, or was it at like the big
gentleman's
club?
It was an actual
gentleman's
club. It was headquarters New York City.
Oh.
It was like 582 West 34th Street or
I don't think we are allowed to advertise gentleman's clubs on radio, but
I'm advertising Anora the movie. Go see it, please. Thank
Other gentlemen clubs are available.
Yeah, they are. This is just the one that had the pop-up at it, and I really wanted to go because they gave you free stuff. But
pop-ups. Did you ever go to the Church Creek pop-up?
No.
That was so cool. I went to that, and it was like... It was just a store. It was like an apothecary store.
But, like, still awesome.
But it was cool. Sorry, I got...
Patrick, focus.
For those of you who've never been on the studio before, there is a TV play, and usually it just has, like,
the
titles of all of our shows.
Yeah.
Right now it has episodes of Operation Repo, and I'm pretty sure they're repoing an exercise bike.
Yeah, and also, we don't know how to turn it off, so it's been like
playing.
This for like 2 hours.
Yes, anyways, but that sounds like such a fun day.
No, it was such a fun day. I guess we have a little bit of time, but whenever me and Donnie go somewhere, like on some extravagant outing, like we walk to Duncan, an earthquake happens, we go to the city, Liam Payne dies. It's like, maybe we're the problem.
That's like me and my aunt, whenever we walk in the woods, shattering news happens. Just one time over the summer we did it, and then Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
Oh my God.
And we were like, in the news, and people were sending us stuff, but we were in the woods, so we couldn't read it.
You were
so
like,
me, my mom, and my aunt
so
Carol were trying to be like, what's happening? And luckily, I think I got enough service that I could watch.
But that's so funny. Like, oh my God,
somebody
I'm so
didn't get invited, though, to Romeo and Juliet, which is so
I'm
weird.
I'm sorry.
So strange.
Next time you will go. I think we're going to go again.
No,
so.
You got. Honestly, I just like to do a city day. I love
obviously,
city day.
Obviously, yeah, duh.
Have you ever been to Saks Fifth Avenue?
No, I haven't.
Me, Maria, and Rhiannon went, and it was so fun just to
so
go
fun.
In.
You guys went to the summer, right?
We went to the summer, yes.
That's a great time to go, most
and
times.
It was amazing because you walk into the store, and you can't afford anything.
Oh, duh.
And it's all just so out of your price range.
Yeah.
And you're like, look how ugly this is.
That's how I was like,
the ugliest clothing, and it's so expensive.
Because I was like, $60 for a stuffed animal? Okay. Okay.
Well, we have to wrap up.
We do.
Do you want to do happy birthday? Come